Imposter syndrome's a bitch. Will people actually give me money to help them? Man, that was a fear. I had to overcome that. How do you overcome it? Fucking face it. Yes, I can help you. This is how much it costs. If you're someone who has a gift and you feel like you don't deserve to receive, then this is something that you have to break through, because you have a gift. If you have something that you're really good at, you deserve to receive. All right. Let's go. What's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. You knew I was going to say that, right? It's a blessing to be alive. It really is, man. You know, you didn't come this far just to get this far. And one step at a time, one podcast episode at a time, one day at a time, one second at a time, 1 hour at a time, one year at a time, 1 month at a time, you're going to make it, okay? You're going to make it wherever you are right now. Just know that it's all happening for a reason. And there's a lot of lessons that you got to learn. Like, let's put it that way. There's lessons you haven't learned yet that you got to keep learning, you know, that you got to, this life is really what it's about. It's about learning, you know, it's about learning the lessons. You know, some of us have to go through lessons all our life. This is the truth. Sometimes we have to go through lessons all our life to get to 60, freaking 65, 55, 49, until we realize, oh my gosh, I can make positive changes in my life. I can become a better version of myself. It's never going to be the right time. The right time is really when you make it, you know, and I just want to give a shout out to anyone out there right now that's suffering. I truly, truly believe that part of our dreams and part of our goals and part of who you're becoming requires suffering. You know, I've been doing some exercising over the last couple of days and it's been really hard. And it's while I'm exercising, it's, you know, it's easy to say, yeah, have the vision, hold the end in mind, feel how it's going to feel once you finish the exercising and, you know, just do it because it's really good for your health. But in the experience of it, in doing the action, in exercising, in jogging, in running, what I'm doing, it's hard. It's basically I'm suffering. But after about 2 minutes of jogging, I'm fucking dying. You know, it's so hurtful. It's so uncomfortable. It feels like shit. The only thing that the mind is saying, and I'm thinking about David Goggins when I'm running. I'm thinking about David Goggins. I'm running for fucking 25 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever I am. And this bloke's running for 100 miles. Are you kidding yourself? You know, and I remember someone posting, he actually posted something on his Instagram, David Goggins, and should have seen all the comments, man. Everyone was saying that this guy's a psycho. This guy's mentally ill. He's got problems. But for someone to have a mindset of like, I'm going to run 100 miles and I'm going to keep doing it. That's not easy, man. That's really hard, you know, and I'm running for half an hour, 30 minutes, 25 minutes, you know, just to like, you know, stay healthy, stay fit. And I'm suffering there. So if you're suffering in some sort of other area of your life, you know, but I'm doing it to improve my health. I'm doing it to maintain my health. My health is my wealth. If I don't have my health, I can't do podcasts. I can't show up for you guys. I can't serve all the clients that I serve. I can't be the best version of myself. I can't live my life. I can't help my family. So my health is very, very important. And I'll tell you, as you do get older, you start to pay attention to that, you know. You really do. You start to pay attention that, you know, man, if you don't have your health, you ain't got shit, you know. And so sometimes we just need these reminders. But as well, sometimes you have to spiral and you have to go down to a shit dark place. You have to go down to rock bottom. You have to get stuck. I always say, like, before you get unstuck, before you do live your best life, you got to live your shit life, you know. So, like, that's why I just remind you guys that if you're living a shit life, if you're not living the life you want to be living right now, it's great. That's where you're supposed to be. You know, it's good that you're not where you want to be. It's good that you're feeling stuck. It's good that you've hit rock bottom, you know, and you don't know fucking like how you're going to survive. It's like, well, you've survived until now, so you're pretty good at it. You're good. You're good at surviving. That's what we're, you know, that's like our human condition of we are here to survive. We've survived all of these years that we've been through in our life, which is crazy because like there's so much that like we've been through. You think about it. Like I bet you could sit here now, write down all the challenges you've been through and you've survived. Like get a piece of paper and a pen and write down, let me write three things that I've overcome in my life so far, you know? And sometimes we like, where can I find that additional inspiration for me to keep going? It's like, man, look at the evidence of your life. Look at all the shit that you've been through. You know what I mean? And there's some evidence, you know, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Well, you fucking made it this far. You've been through all this stuff. You know, if you can go through the adversity that you've been through in this moment right now, I know you're probably just like, when's it going to end? It doesn't end. And newsflash, it doesn't end. You just get stronger through the adversity, through the challenges, through what you're going through. You basically build a stronger character. And it does. It builds confidence in yourself 100% because you sit here and you look at the things that you've overcome or you've been through or you've gone through and you go, damn, that's not easy. Well, what kind of a person goes through that and survives? A fucking strong one, you know? And here you are sitting here doubting yourself whether or not you're going to make it through the next challenge. The only problem is if you don't make the changes that you're supposed to make and you're not learning the lessons that you're supposed to learn from what you're going through and you keep allowing or tolerating some sort of bullshit, well, then guess what? It'll keep repeating itself. You know, the experience that you're going through will never change unless you change, unless you change the way you are, change the way you think, change the way you act, change the way you show up for yourself. Jim Rohn says it the best. For things to change, you have to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. You're the one that has to be the change. And I will repeat this continuously that we are the change. If you're listening to this right now, whether you're watching on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you are the change. You're the one that is going to change the world. I'm changing the world. You're changing the world. The fact that you're listening to this podcast means that you're ready for change, means that you're intentionally programming your mind in a positive way, means that you want to learn, means that you want to grow, means that you want to become better. Because how does the world ever become better? It doesn't become better by politicians. It becomes better because you're the change. I did a little experiment today while I was outside and I was going for a run because I wanted to share with you the power of how we impact each other, how we copy each other. It's kind of like a human condition. That's why I really believe in my group coaching that I work with all my clients, because when you're in a team environment, it helps you. Doing things by yourself is not so easy. I learned this in China when I was at the Shaolin Temple, that teamwork makes the dream work. When you're surrounded by an environment of people taking action, that's why F45 works. That's why group fitness works. When you go into that environment, you have people pushing you. Come on, you can do this. You can do this, right? It's one of the reasons why we don't succeed in our healing and personal growth is because we don't have that community. We don't have that environment. We don't have people that we can be inspired by all the time, by people who are growing, people who are getting out of their comfort zone, taking action. So I went for my run and I said to myself, okay, I'm going to try my best to say good morning to every single person that I run past that doesn't have headphones on, because I noticed that I say good morning and people who have headphones, they're looking down, they're not looking at me and they don't hear me because they're listening to their music or whatever they are doing. But I tell you guys, every single person that I ran past, I looked at them in the eyes and I said, good morning, and I gave them a wave. They also responded by saying good morning and they gave me a wave, right? And that goes to show that we are contagious, you know? We copy each other, right? We mirror each other. And that's why I always say, as Jim Rohn says, you know, you become the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. I always say that if you surround yourself with people who are growing, you will grow. If you surround yourself with successful people, you will become successful because you copy, you feed off that energy. Energy is contagious. And so it went from good morning to people who actually were wearing the headphones. And if they were wearing headphones, I just gave them a wave. You know, I gave them a wave. And then every person that I gave a wave to also gave me a wave back, you know. So it really does show that we mirror each other. We copy each other, you know. I wonder how many of those people now because – and actually, I'll be honest with you guys. I actually got this from someone who I was in the lift with. I was going down the elevator. I got into the lift. I was pretty quiet because I am. I could say I'm an introvert, but when I'm around the right people, I know I can be an extrovert. But I'm in the lift. This girl gets in the lift. She's quiet. I'm just quiet. I'm just chilling. A bloke comes in the lift, the next level, wherever he was in, and he goes, morning. And I go, morning, you know. And I thought, fuck, so he did it to me first, you know. And so then when I went on my run, I started doing it to everyone. So I wonder if we can be the change like that. That's how we change the world. It's a domino effect. How many of those people that I said good morning to now thought, wow, I'm going to say good morning to some people as well. you know, because we're so stuck in our head, you know, we're so stuck in like thinking about what we're going through, thinking about what our next goal is, thinking about what we have to do for the day, you know, and it's nice to interact with people and also like spread more positive energy out there, you know, but it's just a reflection of the fact that we do copy each other, you know, and that's why it's so important that you are very conscious and intentional with who you surround yourself with, because you become that. That's why what we're up against is we have to help each other to spread more positive information. You know what I mean? Spread more, like you're watching on YouTube, you're on Instagram, TikTok, share this with your friends, like hit the share button and go, hey, tune into some positive information of some positive energy, share this on your pages, because the more that we spread this light energy, you know, the more we are the change. We impact other people's lives because we're sharing stuff that is making a difference. We're being the change, you know, and that's the domino effect that we have. You know, like the person gave me a good morning, and I fucking went and gave good mornings to everyone that I was running past on my exercising routine this morning, you know. So, and I remember Tony Robbins talking about this when I was watching one of his, I think his Netflix special, I'm Not Your Guru. And, you know, he was talking about the domino effect, you know, that, you know, we have an impact. You know, don't think, so many people are out there going, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should become this, we need this to change. But really, it's always about you being the change. And the more that we can really fuel ourselves in a positive way and be the change and step into our greatness and step into leadership, because I believe if you're listening to this podcast, you're an action taker like me. In order for you to achieve your dreams, you've got to take action. Everything you want is on the other side of action. If you're not willing to take action, get uncomfortable. Before you get comfortable, you have to be uncomfortable. The comfort zone is your dead zone. If you're in a comfort zone, you're not growing right now. There's a reason why that you're feeling depressed or you're not feeling happy right now, because you're in a journey or a place of stagnation. Stagnation meaning you're not moving. You know, you're kind of stuck in the same place. You know, if you've been doing the same shit for the last 5 years, working in the same job, you're not growing, you're surrounding yourself with the same people, well, then there's a reason why you're probably unhappy, you know, because you're not being inspired, motivated, uplifted to make positive change. You're not surrounded by an environment that's talking about their goals or their visions or the next thing they want to achieve, you know. We're talking about fucking things that have happened in the past. We're gossiping about other people, about what the fuck they're doing instead of focusing on ourselves. You know, and this is where we change the world, because you change yourself. But I'm just calling you out right now, because you're not here just to be someone who watches me on YouTube and comments on my fucking Instagram posts or Facebook or TikTok or YouTube videos. That's not who you are. You're a leader. And it's about time that you started taking action and stepped into your leadership. You're not a follower. You're a leader. You know, I don't see anybody that I'm connected with in all my social media platforms as, oh, that's a follower of mine. No, it's not. You're not that. You're someone who is feeding off a bit of my energy and wisdom, going, fuck, that's inspiring. Yeah, because you're a fucking leader, because you're powerful too, you know? And so it's up to you to start owning that and stop sitting there being quiet and feeling like, you know, life has got the better of you, or that, you know, things haven't worked out for you. They haven't worked out for you because they're not supposed to. You're supposed to be the one that starts to take control step by step, one day at a time. It's a long journey. It's a long shot for you to think that, oh, in 5 years' time, I could be really successful and I could be helping people and having seminars or doing workshops or having a coaching program or doing my own business or building my own brand. It's a fucking long shot. But if you never start, you'll never fucking get there. If you keep complaining and shit, ain't shit going to change. You're just going to be the same in 5 years' time. And I reckon that's a fucking shit place to be, because you're going to sit there and feel like fucking shit regret. You know, and the thing is, I don't even believe that's going to happen for you. Like, I already know that in 5 years' time, you're going to look back and go, damn, I'm so glad I listened to Luke Mindpower podcast. I'm so glad I took action. I'm so glad I believed in myself a little more. I'm so glad I continue to consume positive information. I'm so glad I put out positive information. Remember, what you put out comes back. You know, focus on putting out good information, putting out positive energy, focus on gratitude, focus on all the things that you do have rather than the things that you don't have, because then you will attract much more into your life, because you're living on a positive vibration. Lots of us just focus on, oh, I'm not here yet, not there yet. And it's like, man, I've really gotten to a great place, guys. I've got to tell you, great place of like not giving a fuck about like anything in the future. I already am in my element of growth. I know that everything that I'm doing right now is helping me grow. I don't need to focus on where the fuck I need to be in 5 years. Everything that is meant for me will be attracted to me. I don't need to stress. Okay. The only thing that I stress about is fucking when I'm overworked sometimes. We've got lots of things going on. Bang, bang. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. That's healthy stress. I'm cool with that. But being stressed because I'm in a fucking toxic relationship, being stressed because I've got bad people around me, being stressed because I'm working in a shit job, being stressed or depressed because of other external circumstances or whatever the fuck is going on around the world, fuck that. I'm not even concerned about that shit. Hence why I do live on a very high vibration and a frequency, because I'm just focusing on my shit, man. I'm grateful. I'm a blessing. I say all the time, it's a blessing to be alive. And that's why I say your peace is your power, because I'm peaceful, man. I'm good. You can feel that. Like, it's so good. Yes. You know, I did have to get out of my comfort zone. I did have to fucking overcome imposter syndrome. Once upon a time when I started coaching, I was fucking scared. I didn't even believe that people were going to do my coaching program. I didn't even believe that I was worthy of getting paid for fucking helping people. That was scary. Imposter syndrome's a bitch. It's like, will people actually give me money to help them? Man, that was a fear. I had to overcome that. How do you overcome it? Fucking face it. Try. Yes, I can help you. Yes, I can help you. This is how much it costs. And there was fear. I'm sitting there. I remember when like the first, like, you know, a lot of people trying to work with me, and I'd be sitting there like sharing the price and sharing how much it is to work privately with me or group, my group coaching. And I'd be sitting there going, please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes. I'm fucking scared as, because I'm like, are they going to say yes? Are they going to say yes? As the imposter syndrome, not sitting there like not knowing whether I'm worthy of receiving. But man, when you have something, when you have value, I remember one of our clients, her name, what was her name? Her name's Sonia. Sonia, if you're listening to this, you're so beautiful. You're amazing. She went through our 20-week program, and she was really good at, and I know she won't mind, she came to our event, one of Danilo's events in Sydney. She also, when else did she come? She came to some, oh, she came to Unlock Your Greatness, I think, as well. I can't remember. But anyway, the point is, I just want to share with you, she was really good at making cards, really good at like creating. She was so creative. She would make these like birthday cards, event, like these cards, you know, and she would grab like pictures of people, pictures of me, and like she would turn it into like love heart and then write some quotes or something, and she would make these beautiful cards. And I was just like, man, you should be like, this is like you go to a news agency and you pay like, you know, $7 or $10 for one of these cards, and then you write in it and you give it to the person for their birthday. Man, she was scared to actually ask people to pay her. And I remember this because I said to her, I remember working with her, I was like, Sonia, I'm like, people should be paying you for this. I'm like, this shit is your time, your energy that you're putting into this. It's your creativeness. It's your gift. You should be receiving in return. And she's like, oh, no, but I just love doing it. I just love doing it. I love giving it to people. I love doing this. I'm like, yeah, you're doing what you love, and you deserve to be fucking compensated for it, receiving for it. And so there was the imposter that she had to overcome. And that came with action, confidence in herself, and obviously me pushing her and affirming to her that she deserved to be reimbursed and compensated for the energy that she was putting into this creativity that she had. And so towards the end, when she finished working with us, she started making money from the cards. She, every time she was, it was an event or something like that, she would let people know where she's working as well, you know, that she can make these cards, and people started paying her for it, you know? So if you're someone who has a gift and you feel like you don't deserve to receive, then this is something that, you know, you have to break through, because you have a gift, and if you have something that you're really good at, you deserve to receive. And when I was starting, I didn't believe it. Like, I didn't feel it. I was having imposter syndrome, something hard, you know? And it's like, well, how do you overcome imposter syndrome? I'm like, you overcome it by just fucking trying, by just doing it, by getting in there into the thick of things and taking that action and sitting there with someone and talking and saying, hey, it's $100 or $200 or $300 or $400. This is how much it costs, you know, if you want to work with me or whatever the price is. And as long as you have a system that's set up correctly and you're trying, eventually someone will come along and say yes. And I literally remember the first sale that I made with my group coaching, and my business coach was freaking more excited than I was. I was like, bro, I did it. It worked. And he, like, I remember him, he was like, I was in my parents' garage at the time in Australia, And it was about, I think it was 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and I got on a WhatsApp, oh, no, Telegram, sent him a voice message. I was like, Amid. I was like, I got my first sale, man. And he replied straight away, goes, yes, and he screamed, you know. I was like, fuck, man, this guy's crazy. But, yeah, like I didn't feel worthy of it, you know what I mean? So I really believe in the power of repetition and just trying. You don't have to be perfect, but it's important for you to receive. And that's why, again, like, for example, if I didn't set up my business, if I didn't set up all my social media platforms, the way that I do my work and how I show up, and I wasn't receiving, you know, if I was just pouring and pouring and pouring and I wasn't actually like being compensated for my work and helping people getting paid, I'd fucking die. I wouldn't be able to survive. You know what I mean? I couldn't post content. I couldn't exert all this energy for you guys and do what I'm doing if I wasn't receiving. You know what I mean? Because yeah, it's one thing for me to create and to create all these podcasts and dancing and all this stuff. But guys, if I ain't getting paid, how am I supposed to live? How am I supposed to survive every day? How am I supposed to put food on the table? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's getting past that and having the confidence to do that. Because again, when you invest in yourself, which is what I had to do when I first started, I had to invest in a business coach. I had to invest in learning the systems and structures and how to actually build a coaching business. I didn't know how to do that. You know, all I was good at, and I knew I was good at, was speaking, putting out dancing videos, creating that content on social media. I was good at that. But everything else, I didn't know. You know what I mean? So if you're someone that's out there that has a brand, you have a business idea, you know, you've got some sort of gift, and maybe your gift is overcoming the challenges. Maybe it's being a speaker. Maybe it's, you know, sharing your wisdom. You know, maybe it's a brand. Maybe it's candles. You know, one of my clients is building a business with creating scented candles, you know. So whatever that is for you, believe in yourself and know that there is an abundance of information out there. Google finding a business coach. Google what you want answers to. Go on YouTube. Ask the questions. How do I do this? How do I start a business? The first thing that I did, guys, when I was thinking that I was moving to Poland in 2018, I thought I was starting a gym. That was my idea at the start. I said, I'm going to move. I'm going to quit my freaking 9-to-5 job. I'm going to move overseas. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I said, well, there's only two things that I love, is rap music and exercising, going to the gym. Then there was another process of elimination. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to be a rapper? No, I'm not going to be a rapper, but I love rap music. And I was like, well, why don't you open a gym? Because I was like, I'm going to move to Europe or to Poland. What am I going to do there? You know, I want to be successful. I want to live an independent life. I want to have control. I want to have my own place. I don't want to rent with someone else. I want to like be, you know. And it made sense to me that if I did just go there and just get some customer service job or whatever, that, you know, I wouldn't be living the best life. You know, so I had to think about it. And yeah, it was coming to that conclusion that I had to have my own business. So that was like opening a gym. So what did I do, man? It's not rocket science, guys. I went onto YouTube and I literally typed in how to open a gym, how to run a gym, how to start a business. And one of the people that came up for me when I started learning at the beginning was Bedros Koulian. And I started listening to his podcast, his videos, and he started to talk about his gym. He started talking about mindset. He started talking about success. So that's who I was learning from at the start, guys. You know, before I even went into speaking and doing what I'm doing now and leaving that idea and that dream of having a gym, which one day will become reality. I just know it, but just not yet. The answers are not far away, but you have to be willing to make some decisions. Indecision is the cause of all your problems. All your worries are happening because you're not making the decision that you need to make in your life right now that's going to lead you down the path of salvation, liberation, you freeing yourself. Some of us are stuck in jails, mental prisons. Some of us are stuck in toxic relationships. Some of us are stuck in a job that we fucking hate. And in order for you to get unstuck, there needs to be some sort of plan, some sort of goal, some sort of dream, some sort of vision, some sort of looking forward to the future and saying, okay, in 6 months' time, I remember the decision I made. It was March and I resigned in December. So 9 months it took me to resign from my 9-to-5 job. It didn't happen straight away. I said, okay, I'm moving to Europe and I'm resigning from my job. 9 months. So get out of this whole concept or idea that it needs to happen straight away. No, it's a process just like any other process. You know, it really is a daily grind. You know, you want to be healthier, it's going to take you 6 months, 12 months. You've got to be consistent, but every fucking week, you know, you've got to invest in yourself. You got to get a trainer. You got to join a group fitness class consistently. You know, you want to have a positive mindset, but you don't listen to motivational or positive information. You're constantly watching the news or you're listening to whatever else is happening in politics all the time or all the shit that's going on around the world, but you want a positive mindset. You want a positive mindset, but you're listening to all this negativity and gossiping and people who you surround yourself with that are not optimistic or successful, and they're living their fears, not their dreams. So everything is a process, and you just have to be willing to start. And I know that by listening to this podcast, you guys have started already. So I know that you guys are on the right track. I'm very grateful to be here with you guys to continue to inspire you guys and lift you up and be the change, you know, for us to continue to grow and live our freaking best life. Now, I'm going to finish the episode up right now, but I just want to share with you just something that I have just been – I can't not share this with you guys because it fucking touched my heart so much. While I was on one of my weekly group coaching calls with all of our clients, actually, but one in particular that was sharing her story about what she's overcoming and how she's healing. And I got to share it with you guys because I know that there are so many of us that are on some sort of medication, some sort of antidepressant or whatever that is, anxiety, anti-anxiety medication or whatever. And I truly, truly believe that if you have the right environment, if you fuel your mind with positive information, if you have the right people in your life, if you have the right tools and systems, that you can heal and that you can overcome that. It doesn't matter how many years that you've been on these pills, that you can heal yourself and you can overcome it and you can get off it. And the reason why I say that so confidently is because these are the results that are happening in my 20-week program. And recently I was on a coaching call, one of our group coaching calls, and I pulled out one of our members who's been with us for about a month and a half, I'd say. And I just put her in the spotlight because, and this is how I work. Like, I'm intuitive when I'm on my coaching calls. I can see people in the Zoom call because everyone's on the screen. And I just have this really, really, really good, powerful, intuitive vibe that I need to connect with someone. You know, I'm like scanning. I'm like a Terminator, you know. You know how Terminator's walking and like it's scanning everyone? It's like, you know, and it's checking to see like what's the vibe, what's the energy, what are they wearing, what's their mind like, you know, how old they are, this and that. And like I was literally doing this. And then I picked out one of our members because I just felt like I was like, there's something there. I need to pull her up. I need to ask her how she is and how she's going with the program. She started talking and then she shared, you know, that she's making progress and that she's happier. And this is someone that has been on antidepressants for 30 years. 30 years. She's 76. She's 76 years of age. Okay. Now I hope that this gives you hope that it's not the end of the road, that it's never too late to change and that you can heal. Because when she started talking, she finished, she didn't say anything else. And then I said to her, I said, how are you going with the program? How are you going with the work? You know, what's changed? And then she started sharing a little bit more. And she was sharing that, you know, after being inspired by one of our other members as well, who was on antidepressants for 24 years and she came off them. It took her a while to do it, but she eventually did it. Now 6 months she's been clean. That since she was inspired by that and she's been doing the work and she's joining the coaching calls, that after 30 years of being on antidepressants, she has now dropped her dosage by half. She's 76. And I could like, she was like, thank you so much. And she was so grateful and all this kind of stuff. I'm sitting there. And sometimes I don't realize the power or the impact that I'm having and how much influence I have when I show up and I do my coaching calls and I'm helping people. You know, even through my videos, dancing and my content, sometimes I don't realize it because it becomes a very unconscious competence. It's just who I am. It's what I do. I exert a lot of positive energy. I put it out there, you know, and sometimes I know I get messages all the time of like, you know, you're amazing. You saved my life. Thank you. Blah, blah, blah. And I sometimes can't. And that's why I do love doing events, which I can't wait to do more because I love connecting with people in person and being able to actually hear your stories and to hug you guys. Because when you guys say, hey, you know, you saved my life or I overcame this or I stopped doing this, like that's the real, like, that's what I love. You know, being connected with you virtually is a blessing. Seeing messages from you guys is amazing, but actually seeing you in person and knowing that, you know, you're changing your life or seeing that emotion from you guys when I get to meet you in person, that's everything for me. You know, and I guess that's what I'm working towards as well, is to be able to, you know, connect with the right organizations, the right sponsors and everything like that, to have these huge conferences where I can actually create these kind of spaces for everyone to come so that we can all heal more, grow more and surround ourselves with amazing people, you know? So she went on to share that and say thank you to me. And I was sitting there and I was just like, you know, I received that, you know, I receive it in my heart. You know, I'm so happy that you're making this progress and that, you know, you've come off, you've halved your dosage, you know, after 30 years on these antidepressants, which is incredible. So, you know, I had to share that with you guys because I know that there's so many of us that are just continuously numbing ourselves and taking these pills in the, you know, it's just part of who you are. It's what you've been, always known yourself to be. It's what you've just normally gotten used to doing is taking these pills. And I'm like, there's a solution, you know, and it encompasses a lot of different things. It's not just exercising. It's not just having a positive mindset. It's not just a community, but it's all of these things. It is working on yourself. You know, personal development is not just about your mind. It's about everything. It's about your personal development. It's about your success. It's about your healing. It's about your health. It's about the way you think. It's about how you feel about yourself. It's your self-esteem, confidence, self-love, believing in yourself. It's working on the past, healing from that. It's so much and moving forward for you to actually step into your greatness and let go of the things that are not healthy for you or not helping you evolve, you know? So I hope that by you guys listening to this podcast episode that I've inspired you and that you've received this good energy from me to you and that you share this with your friends, because the more that we share this kind of information, the more we give each other hope that it's not the end, it's just the beginning. And it's up to us to make positive changes, to make positive decisions in our life that are going to support our next version of ourselves, the next chapter, because you've gotten this far. And basically what's happening is you're going to turn the page now because you're going to start being more in control, more conscious of where it is that you want to go in your life. Okay. So guys, I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you so much for believing in me and for, you know, listening and learning from me. I'm so grateful to be here with you guys all the time on the Luke Mind Power podcast and all my social media platforms and for all your comments and love and support. You know, I wouldn't be here without you guys. And I know that there's millions of you, but, you know, one day I hope that I will get to meet you in person and that I will be able to create these amazing opportunities and events for us to come together and to be, you know, connected in person, because, you know, the virtual world is beautiful and it's great that we can have and connect in, you know, on the tip of our fingers, you have the world at your, in your hand, right? And it's a blessing and it's powerful. It works, you know, but meeting in person is going to be the greatest gift, you know? So I will continue to believe in myself and to continue to create, continue to do what I do, you know, so that, you know, I'm able to then create amazing opportunities, you know, in-person events, because that's, you know, that's really where, you know, I really feel connected with everybody, and such a beautiful experience to meet people as well in person. So guys, love you and leave you. And just to finish off, if you're listening to this and you want to overcome or let go or stop taking pills or become a better version of yourself and overcome your anxiety or depression, or you want to, you know, find your purpose, build self-love, confidence in yourself, you want to work with us, you want to learn more about what that would look like, okay, the easiest way to do that, straight away to connect with my team, is to just go on Instagram, send me a direct message, write the words, the numbers 2222, and you'll get an automated response from me that will help you to actually book a quick call with our team so that we can learn a little bit more about if and how we could possibly help you. That's as simple as it is, because I've got an automation set up so that you can just connect with us, book yourself a call so you can connect with my team, and just all you do is the four digits, 2222 on Instagram, easiest way. I'll send you the link and book in a quick call with my team. All right. I'm sending you so much love, guys. Don't give up on yourself, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. Peace out.